It's time for Broken News, an allegedly humorous look at the news with Philip Habib.
Who's he?
I have no idea. I'm just the announcer. And now, here's Philip.
And hello, hello. And welcome to another episode of Broken News. And here at Broken News, as you probably know, we try to bring you all the news without worrying about all those annoying facts. And let's look first at, let's see what's going on in the news. You probably are aware that former President Donald Trump, he was arraigned last week in New York. And there were not quite as many people protesting the fact that Donald Trump was arrested and arraigned. Not quite as many protesters as some people thought there would be. Probably not as many as he thought. But as it turned out, it was very convenient for the protesters because they were all able to carpool and in one car. We know that Marjorie Taylor Greene was there. And along with her, you had, some guy who was hitching a ride from LaGuardia to come into the city. And then let's see, who was the other protester? Oh, that's right. There was an organ grinder's monkey. And yes, there was also the Uber driver. So that was pretty much it. Now, if you think about it, they could have doubled the number of protesters simply if Trump's immediate family had been there. So we're not really sure what happened there as far as the Trump family members. And people were wondering, where were Jared and Malibu Barbie? Ivanka. And what about Don and Eric Menendez, the Trump sons, of course. Now, we have some mixed reports on what Melania was up to. She, of course, was not there. She remained at Mar-a-Lago. And one report from our Broken News team has it that Melania was seen dumping Donald's clothes onto the Mar-a-Lago lawn, his baggy suits, all his nice starched white shirts, and about 500 red ties. But then another report has it that she was actually putting together a KFC goodie bag in case Donald had to stay overnight. So go with either of whichever of those stories you want to go with. There's probably some validity to either or maybe both. And, of course, Donald Trump was not handcuffed at the arraignment, which was kind of a nice thing. Although one of his aides said if they had needed handcuffs, he had some because he got them from Stormy Daniels. And let's switch gears, as they say in the trade, and let's look at some other news items. These are some actual headlines from newspapers near and dear to us all, or maybe newspapers none of us have ever heard of. This was an actual headline now in the newspaper. Car hits boy, car damaged. Well, at least the focus is on the right thing, right? How's the car? Here's another headline. Dead man remains dead. Well, it's really good, I think. This is what we train our Broken News staff. It's good that the reporter followed up on that story because, people needed to know if there were any updates or how things were going. So dead man remains dead. Here's another headline, an actual headline from the newspaper. Mississippi Literacy Program shows improvement. Okay, well, that sounds like a good thing. Mississippi Literacy Program shows improvement. Okay, the only problem with that, though, is that they misspelled the word Mississippi. Well, that's another episode of Broken News. I'm Philip Habib. Remember, you can enjoy Broken News wherever you get your podcasts. And please tell other people you know and love or people you've never even met to give us a try and to listen to the Barocca News podcast. Thanks so much for joining me. Take care. Hope you'll be back with us next time.